So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
The U.S. and China reaching an agreement to suspend most tariffs for 90 days. We're talking about it now with correspondent Stephen Portnoy, who's joining us this morning. All right, Stephen, what exactly is in this deal?
Well, it's as you describe it. It's an agreement on both sides to reduce tariffs by 115%. So where are we? Well, this is a short-term ceasefire in the trade war. And essentially, we're back to where we were in the early weeks of the Trump administration. Tariffs on goods imported from China will still be at 30%, most of that tied to the fentanyl crisis. And China will still have tariffs on American imports. But you have now a framework for negotiations on both sides. The markets have largely recovered from the damage that was done after Liberation Day. In fact, this morning, futures are pointing up to sharply higher opens on all the indexes. The NASDAQ futures are up 4%. S&P futures up 3%. Dow is set to open 1,100 points higher this morning. Look at the downturn that we saw in the last 6 weeks. Some nervous investors, some nervous retirees or near retirees surely gave up their positions, fearing that things would get worse. And those people are losers in this. The president in recent weeks talked about Americans needing to do without dolls and pencils for their children. Well, now the tariffs will come down. There's a framework. China's at the table. You have to wonder, though, what the president has accomplished here other than that.
Stephen, I got to ask you, what has China said publicly about this deal?
China and the United States issued a joint statement. So they're saying the same things. There is substantial progress that's been made. The tariffs will come down and the talks will continue. Wherever they need to happen, in the United States, in China, or some other country at the appropriate time, both sides are talking about the prospect of achieving a broader agreement. That's a good thing. But remember, President Trump achieved a phase one trade deal. I remember they called it phase one with China in the first administration. And the first thing he did when he took office again was ramp up the tariffs. He sparked this trade war. And now there's a temporary ceasefire. But again, if you lost money in the stock market, and many Americans did because they got nervous, they saw the market going down, they feared it would go down further, and they pulled out to put the money under the mattress. Well, the stocks have gone up since. So Americans who did that have missed out.
Stephen, thank you for the update. Stephen Portnoy joining us live from Washington this morning.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.